This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Regular listeners of this program will know that I am a student of history, and as such, I'm obliged to note that today is the 30th anniversary of Time Incorporated's acquisition of Warner Communications, and thus the birth of one of the first real media mega conglomerates, Time Warner. That merger begat, 30 years later, the recent AT&T acquisition of Time Warner this past June. And now the organizational chart changes are a-coming. Marketplace's Bree Benishore has that one.
AT&T ate Time Warner, and now it is digesting it.
They're breaking down kind of the siloed approach they've taken previously.
Keith Snyder is with CFRA Research, rearranging various networks, splitting up Turner, recombining with HBO. Analysts expect there to be layoffs coming out of this. We'll probably save money. There was a lot of overlap. But that's not what this is all about.
First and foremost, it's about strategy.
Craig Moffett is senior analyst at MoffettNathanson. AT&T is gargantuan. It wants to use shows to help out its phone business. It wants to use the data it gets from its internet and phone business to help ad sales on TV networks. So AT&T is centralizing and reorganizing.
The question is, can you do that without harming the patient? And the most important patient here is HBO. That's the crown jewel of the Warner Media acquisition.
HBO was successful because it was free to be creative and focus on content.
Is that going to be possible in a world where you're trying to make HBO subservient to a corporate strategy that is trying to maximize things like wireless phone subscriptions? I'm not sure.
Jonathan Chaplin is a managing partner at New Street Research, and he says this is what investors are watching for.
The best leading indicator of whether AT&T is going to create value out of this acquisition or destroy value is what happens with talent.
For AT&T's strategy to succeed, it has to keep all the best content creators and executives who make HBO HBO, because Netflix is hiring. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.